Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
We're told by the media that the U.S. is more divided than ever before. This division, primarily caused by the rush to the far left by so many progressive liberals, seems to have been exacerbated by the COVID issue, along with many other hot-button political issues. Of course, the evangelical church is made up of people who live in the real world, so these issues, not surprisingly, creep into everyday life in the church. In seeking answers, so many have lazily abdicated, abiding in the plain teaching and hermeneutics of Scripture, to where we find church leaders caught up in what amounts to subjective opining and virtue signaling the rightness or wrongness of an issue. This brings us back to the divisiveness question, and perhaps where it comes from and why it's found in the church. See, the problem or difficulty in dealing with sensitive issues within the church is that any position on anything can be construed as the leadership being divisive. All it takes is a person or group of people to determine they don't like the decision, and by its very nature, it divides. So this begs the very question, is divisiveness wrong? Well, I suppose, as with most things, words matter, and so it depends on how the word is being defined. We live in a culture that has butchered words just to be conveniently used for one's own virtue-signaled and self-purposed agenda. Words like racist, bigot, extremist, among many others, such as divisive, have been so diluted that they don't really mean much anymore. So what about this issue of divisiveness in the church? Is it there? Is it bad? Is divisiveness perhaps even necessary in today's church? Well, let's look at what happened in God's Word. See, God's Word is full of examples of leaders standing up for right things and being called, you guessed it, divisive. Elijah was called divisive by Jezebel. Paul was called divisive by the Judaizers, and even though he preached against divisiveness. But were Elijah and Paul, among others, divisive? I would argue that it is not the one pointing out the error and fighting against the error who is divisive. It is the one abandoning the plain and proper truth of Scripture who is divisive. So don't take the bait. Don't be quieted or squelched because of the misuse of a label. Stand strong. The one who is fighting and lifting high the truth of Scripture is not divisive. The message may divide, but Jesus said it would. Expect it. However, it is not divisive to hold fast to the truth. Those in error who are ignoring or fighting against the truth are the ones divisive. The truth divides as it points out the divisiveness of error.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.